He's a self-proclaimed hustler. He's a CEO of VaynerMedia. He's got a YouTube show, written 5 bestsellers, Fortune magazine, 40 under 40. He is amazing. He's in studio. His name is Gary V.
Yeah.
Thank you. Morning, man. Welcome to Virgin Radio. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show. Talking to you when the mics are off is even more interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop.
No.
You get people come in. You get artists and superstars and all come in. And they turn it on when the mic's on.
Interesting.
And when the mic's off, they're off.
Interesting.
They just sit there, and you are on. You're just, I love that. That's cool.
You know, honestly, I have empathy for people that need to shut it off. For me, this is like the most fun. Like people, like this is, you know, social media, the timing of my life is laughable to me. To me, I love people so much. Interacting with people is my oxygen.
Yeah, but you were asking about us as people, you know, you were asking about how we started.
Yeah.
Not many people do that when they come into the studio, you know?
It's a human connection.
Well, it's funny, social media is so powerful, which you're on, and this is what, for us as radio presenters, it's the first time in our careers that we can interact one-on-one with people that listen to the show. So after the show, I will get onto Instagram and reply to nearly every single Instagram message that I get. We couldn't do that, you know, 10 years ago. This is a new, even though radio is an old school platform, it's now new school for us.
100%. And it's really the origin of my career. When I was doing the wine show on YouTube, there wasn't that many people watching, but every single person that mention me or wine even on Twitter, I engaged with. And I used to do it for like 9-10 hours a day. And it's really how I built myself up. For everybody who's listening, who's trying to become an influencer.
I was just gonna ask,
You know, it's not just taking a nice picture from the frame, right? It's also engaging with the three people that say the audacity of somebody who wants to become famous and they get 5 comments and they don't have time to say thank you.
Yeah.
So like, true.
You're not going anywhere.
I love that reply to the comments. In studio 2, three people, listeners of this show, we put it out last week. To ask Gary a question.
I love this.
We got close to over 1,000 entries, and I'm going to bring in Jeremy, Carl, and Emma. Please welcome to the studio. There's Gary V. There he is. Go say it's all right.
It's so nice to meet you.
This is so cute.
How are you?
I met this guy outside. He had Krispy Kreme and everything. How are you?
Good on you guys. Congratulations on being here. I'm so glad that you listen to the show. Thank you so much. I'm going to bring Jeremy up first. Jeremy, if you can come up to the microphone over here. This is what a lot of people want, this one-on-one time with Gary V, right? This is a moment for you, right?
So yesterday I was listening to his podcast in the car thinking, I wonder if I met him, what would I ask him?
Yeah.
And now, 24 hours later, I'm sat in front of him or stood in front of him.
Pretty cool.
Quick question.
Yes.
We are actually launching an online travel agency today.
Wow.
After a year and a half of work, we're launching today. So the timing is unbelievable.
What's the name of it?
It's Kulu Tamam, which means everything's cool in Arabic.
Could you spell it for me?
K-U-L-U.
K-U-L-U, yep.
T-A-M-A-M. .com.
Okay, cool.
It's a good start to the company.
Great. So as part of the launch, we're trying to build the brand around an event, and we've signed with Emirates Holidays to be a official travel agent for the Asian Football Cup in January.
Amazing.
We're going to run a competition to win trips to the event. Mm-hmm. How do we boost that engagement with the contest with a very, very small budget?
To me, it's all about Instagram DM.
Right.
It's about DMing people on Instagram, Now, not just trying to get them to build awareness for you, asking them, hey, this is what we're doing. What can I do for you? This is what's important to me. And just look at literally day by day. We were just talking about it. Day by day, in the trenches, 1,000 people a day. I mean, in the beginning, when you're hungry to launch something, it should be hand-to-hand combat. But I think influencers are absolutely the underpriced media of today's world, and especially in this market when I look at it. And so just DMing 5,000, and I know that sounds daunting, but you know, it's just what you have to do in the beginning. 5,000 different people saying, we need awareness for this. What do you need? And then bartering.
Yeah.
Love that. Great advice.
That's good advice.
Good luck with it.
Good luck, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Kulu Tamam. Is it live now if I go to it?
It is live, yeah.
KULUTAMAM.com.
Correct.
Congratulations, Jeremy. I'm glad that
you're here. Thank you very much,
we'll get you a photo with Gary shortly, my man.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to bring Carl up next. Carl, good morning.
Good morning.
Here you are with Gary. Where are you from, Carl?
I'm from the Philippines.
Nice.
Very nice.
What do you want to say?
Gary, I've been watching all your videos, even before Instagram.
Thank you.
So I know you lay out all the recipes of success. It's about grind. It's about the hustle. It's about everything. But my question is, you know, it's about the mindset. But the question may sound so cliche, but how do you get motivated despite all the factors that comes into your life?
For me, it's about doing what you like. I really believe in that. You know, it's funny, I get asked about that question, how do you get motivated? And for me, it's very simple. It's what I like to do. I don't even feel like it's a thing of motivation. It's what I would do if I was getting paid nothing. So for me, if you love your process, then you win. It's kind of like going to the gym. It doesn't come natural to me. For other people, it does, right? And they love going to the gym, and so they don't think it's hard, and I think it's hard. I had to hire somebody to travel with me to get me into the gym. So for me, can you put yourself in a position to do something that you like? Then you'll be motivated. Most people are chasing something they think has money in it.
Mm.
Cryptocurrency, influencer, startups, entrepreneurship, banking back in the day, whatever it might be, they chase the money, and then thus it's hard to get motivated because all they care about is the money or the success, not the 9 to 9, 7 to 7, 9 to 5 of every day. So for me, interacting with people, talking about business, running a business is what I love to do. It's why I got D's and F's as a child in school, because all I wanted to do was sell stuff and be a businessman. So now I just do that. Too many people think the thing they love the most, music, art, cooking, doesn't have any money in it because they don't understand how the world actually works. Playing video games used to not have money in it. Mm. Now it has a tremendous amount of money in it. So I would tell you to try to put yourself in a position to like what you're doing. Then you won't even think about motivation.
Nice. Love it. Good. Well done. Emma, please welcome to the microphone. You're with Gary Vee.
Hi, Emma.
Take it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I've just completely forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. Do you need a bit of time?
No, that's fine. So I've been running a business in Dubai for 6 years. It started off just something small to work around the kids. And it is, I see the potential in it. It's got potential, but the social market changes so much.
Yes.
Everything's changing fast and it's hard to keep up with it. So I guess my question
What was working for you when you say the social?
Facebook.
Okay, and now?
No.
Why? Organic or ads?
The ads, I don't understand them. They change. It changes how it reaches the reach.
Run ads, it's about not only who you're targeting, but you the biggest issue right now is people aren't making enough content. So yeah. You had an ad working that's not working.
Yeah.
You need to make new ads, lots of new ads, 50 videos, 50 pictures. You see where I'm going?
Facebook
works better than ever.
Yeah.
Instagram ads work better than ever. Yeah. The problem is most people have one picture or one ad or two that work.
Yeah.
Then they keep running it. It stops working. And they think Facebook doesn't work anymore without realizing it's the ad that's not working anymore.
Okay.
Do you understand?
That's as
simple as that.
Yeah.
You're gonna have some more time with Gary. Sure.
And Instagram influencers, the first answer. Like
I started that, yeah.
Especially in this market.
All right. Hang out with us. Gary Vee in studio. Thank you so much, man. He's still gonna hang out. I'm not letting him go anyway.
No.
Just gotta check the roads.